Texte numéro 24. Couples who share the housework are more likely to divorce, study finds. In what appears to be a slap in the face for gender equality, the report found the divorce rate among couples who shared housework equally was around 50% higher than among those where the woman did most of the work. What we've seen is that sharing equal responsibility for work in the home doesn't necessarily contribute to contentment, said Thomas Hansen, co-author of the study entitled Equality in the Home. One would think that breakups would occur more often in families with less equality at home, but our statistics show the opposite, he said. The figures clearly show that the more a man does in the home, the higher the divorce rate, he went on. The reasons, Mr. Hansen said, lay only partially with the chores themselves. Maybe it's sometimes seen as a good thing to have very clear roles with lots of clarity, where one person is not stepping on the other's toes, he suggested. But the deeper reasons for the higher divorce rate, he suggested, came from the values of modern couples rather than the chores they shared. Modern couples are just that, both in the way they divide up the chores and in their perception of marriage as being less sacred, Mr. Hansen said. In these modern couples, women also have a high level of education and a well-paid job, which makes them less dependent on their spouse financially. They can manage much easier if they divorce, he said. Norway has a long tradition of gender equality, and child rearing is shared equally between mothers and fathers in 70% of cases. But when it comes to housework, women in Norway still account for most of it in 7 out of 10 couples. The study emphasised women who did most of the chores did so of their own volition and were found to be as happy as those in modern couples. Dr. Frank Furedi, sociology professor at the University of Canterbury, said the study made sense as chore sharing took place more among couples from middle-class professional backgrounds where divorce rates are known to be high. These people are extremely sensitive to making sure everything is formal, laid out, and contractual. That does make for a fairly fraught relationship, he told the Daily Telegraph. The more you organise your relationship, the more you work out diaries and schedules, the more it becomes a business relationship than an intimate, loving, spontaneous one. That tends to encourage a conflict of interest rather than finding harmonious resolutions. He said while the survey applied to Norway, he was confident the results would be the same in the UK. Adapted from the Daily Telegraph, September 2012.